Simin Shin Chof Beis Sif Vav. The Mechaber discusses somebody who's giving out to his family members, to his kids, different portions on Shabbos, maybe portions of meat, whatever it is, and he wants to make a gyro, make like a raffle, to see who's going to get which part. And the Mechaber says that you can make a gyro, you can make a raffle, however, you can only do it when all the parts, all the portions are really equal. And the reason why you're doing it is there shouldn't be a fight, there shouldn't be a jealousy, this one got a little bigger, this one got a little smaller, but really, you set it up that everything's more or less equal. Then you could do it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, and there's no problem with Sach Makuvia, it's not like someone's doing gambling over here, because no one's really benefiting, really everything's the same anyway. It's just a question, who gets which? However, with other people who are not from your family, there it's also to do it. Because since people are not from the same immediate family, they're much more makbid, even on little things, even on darimut, even on small things, and they're not going to make each other. They're going to come to midul mishkol, so chashash, they come to measuring in a way that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, in order to make sure someone thinks he didn't get a fair, didn't get fair and square, he's going to do midul mishkol, and therefore you cannot do a gerul, even what appears to be equal portions on Shabbos, to people who are not family members. Now, what about to give it out without a gerul? So then the Mishnah Berurah says that if the people are willing to accept it without a girl, so it seems they're not so makbid, even if they're the type of people who you would think usually would be makbid, if they're willing to accept it without a girl, that means apparently they're not so makbid, so then if it appears to be equal, it's fine. The immediate family, there even with a girl, it's fine. Now what about making a girl where there's money gedola, k'neged malkatana, some portions are big, some are small, and if you do well in the lottery, you win the lottery, you get a bigger portion. If you don't do well, so then you get a small portion. So the Shulchan Aruch says there, it's also even during the week, and even with your own immediate family. And the problem is Mesach Bekuvia. It's a problem of gambling, of gambling, which is Avak Gezel, Mishnah Berurah explains. Because why is that Avak Gezel? Why is that a drabondic, a form of Gezel? Because people, when they gamble, they don't really think they're going to lose. They think they're going to gain. And they don't really have das, ki, and machna, they think they're giving up properly. And therefore, it's also even during the week. And even over here, there's a Balbais giving out to his own kids. So really, it's up to him. He can decide who gets what. So that no one has to be mocked anything besides him. He's giving out the way he wants to distribute it. Still, you cannot do it in the form of a girl. If it's money gadol, the money katana, some big portions, some small portions, and it's a matter of chance who gets the better one. Because they end up getting to the habit of gambling. Once they get the habit of gambling, they're going to gamble with others also. Not for the media family, not with the Balbais giving it out. And that's also. It's also during the week, and it's even more also on Shabbos, because Masach HaMakuvia, gambling on Shabbos, or Mekach Memkar, is doing a form of business transaction. And Machaber says, Yeshem, some Rishon hold. The Rambam holds that one's immediate family, he can make a girl, even among Gadol, even a big portion against a small portion, even though it looks more like gambling, some are getting bigger, some are smaller, there's no chashash to end the measuring, there's no Masach HaMakuvia, because not really Makbid, it's one's own immediate family, he's just giving it out, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever, not on Shabbos, not during the week. Mishnah Berurah brings to the Pirkei Godim that if a bunch of siblings are splitting it themselves, not a father distributing it, they're splitting amongst themselves to see who's going to get bigger, who's going to get smaller. So then he says, same as any random people, that cannot do Malka Dola, Malka Tana, not even during the week, it's a problem of Sach Lekuvia. But it's a father distributing it, it's really up to him who he gives what to. So then the Yisharim and the Ram holds that it's fine. And then Mos says also to make a Goro on Shabbos, even through a Goy, Amir Al-Akam, it's also to make a Goro on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah explains to try to distribute something, who's going to get it, who's not going to get it. You cannot do it through a girl, through a raffle. Even if it's ended up being a fight because you didn't have a way out of the side fairly. Still, it's also like a girl on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's for a mitzvah, like who's going to say Kaddish, who gets a turn to say Kaddish, who's going to leave for the Torah, then it's mutter. We see in Beis Mikdash, the girl, the pious, me sheikh, me zerik, who gets a shech, who gets his weakest dam on his bech. However, Mishnah Berurah brings, and Nezah Kodesh brings from Shavuos Yankov, that do a girl on Shabbos, even for a mitzvah, you can't just do a random piece of paper that's written on Shabbos. There's a special way how they would do it, take a sefer, and it has to be done in that way. Now, Mishnah Berurah also brings to Magen Avraham that, in general, even the Dvar Mitzvah is not had to do a girl on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, it's Mashal, Magen Avraham is better. Yom Tov, there's Mekayrus, there's Raiz, at times there's Mikdash, to make girls more so than on Shabbos. So therefore, Magen Avraham is agreeable to make a girl on Yom Tov, but not making a girl on Shabbos. By Dvar Mitzvah, on Yom Tov, you could do it on Shabbos, you cannot do it. So, this is apparently a special hatah. They allow doing Kaddish or Yalav HaTorah, these things. Because any other general Dvar Mitzvah, it seems that Magen Avraham did not allow doing on Shabbos, only allow doing it on Yom Tov. Even for the Mitzvah, which they allowed it, like for Kaddish or HaTorah, these things, the basic Nesses, they allow doing on Shabbos. The Kaddish brings the Shusank has done a special way. The typical way of doing a raffle would not be allowed done on Shabbos. You see, it's not so simple to do raffles on Shabbos. Sometimes for Dvar Mitzvah, in Mutav, even that has limitations. It might depend. If it's Shabbos, might be a problem. Yom Tov would be okay. Certain ways could be done on Shabbos in the basic Nesses, but even that has to be done in the appropriate manner that Chazal allowed it.